Initiate launch sequence number 2. Unlock command module.
Unlocking command module.
Command module unlocked.
Switch primary heat pump functionality.
Switching primary pump. Thank you.
Heat pump functionality switched.
Engage localized thermohydrant.
Engaging whatever you just said.
Localized thermohydrant engaged.
Right. That's the kettle on at 0400. Should be able to make a brew by lunchtime.
Brilliant Captain, episode 4.
What's that smell, number 2?
Very funny. It's just my pet noodle.
You mean pot noodle, surely?
No, pet noodle. They wouldn't let me have a dog on board, so I had to improvise. Isn't he adorable? He's called Noodle.
I think this should be your last year on a submarine, number 2. You're going down the pan.
Hilarious.
Right, I'm off to bake a jacket potato on the main thrusters.
The constant grind of life can sometimes get you down.
Oh, I just can't be bothered to get out of bed.
It's easy to feel a bit down in the dumps.
My train is delayed again! Oh.
Sometimes it can all get a bit too much.
Another flaming red light!
Ah.
At times like this, you need to upgrade to Life 2.0. Life 2.0 will make you feel younger.
Woohoo! Check out my ollie!
Life 2.0 will make you fitter.
Wow! Who needs a train with legs like this?
And Life 2.0 will make you more attractive to the opposite sex.
Ha Another red light!
More attractive to the opposite sex is a registered trademark.
Do all the things that you know you're too old for with Life 2.0.
Life 2.0 requires pre-purchase of Muscle Service Pack 3, Mind Interface 5.3 or higher, and all facilities must be in full working order. Side effects include hair loss, hair growth, grey hair and hairy palms. Other side effects include flatulence, midlife crisis and divorce. Do not try this at home.
Life 2.0. Download today. If you can find a grandchild who can turn your computer on.
Mother, how are you getting on with the avocado on toast? It is one of the best kept health secrets, you know.
I know. So, when is this Beyoncé arriving?
Mr. Beyoncé knows. Should be here any minute. Okay, so he don't show in Nigeria. But when I get back, he sent me email explaining there was in another freak car accident with another cousin with more inheritance for me.
The cousin must have been on your father's side.
Hang on, I have email. Oh no, he is not coming. He says I need to send him bank details.
Just like your father. He was the manager of TSB Lloyds. He sent lots of customers' emails to enter their bank details, but they never did. He committed suicide from the shame. Nobody noticed.
I give up with Mr. Beyoncé Knowles! He played my heartstrings like a twisted violin! Oh, mother! And he never bought any Viagra!
Perhaps he didn't need it.
Oh, that just makes it worse!
About number 2. You look a little flushed.
Just Ellie Andrews, as usual.
What about her?
Minus one level. Engine.
She's beautiful, intelligent, witty, sexy.
That's enough toilet talk, number two. I need to wrap this potato in something. Pass me that foil, would you? Thank you. Look, you're not Ellie's type.
Why?
Because you're carrying around a pet noodle, that's why.
Have some respect. Noodle has feelings, you know.
Okay, okay. No need to make a stink, number two. Ellie wants someone brave, dashing, dynamic. Not a sleep-deprived idiot with a receding hairline and a reheatable snack as a pet. No offense, Noodle.
What can I possibly do that Ellie would see as heroic?
Well, I don't know. Help her out with something. Sweep her on her feet. Right. Pop that on there for an hour. I can almost taste it already. Do you know where I can find some tuna?
Previously on Derek the Bipolar Bear...
Why, who the bloody hell are you?
I'm Kent Van Der Stone, voiceover to Hollywood Studios, TV.
Well, this is my gig. Now sling your hook.
Gee, you're touchy, lady. Has it been a while?
Oh, knob off. Previously on Derek the Bipolar Bear.
Derek the Bipolar Bear.
Vomiting Valium Squish! Let's kick this in the nuts!
Hang on. Who's this?
I'm Merrick, the Bipolar Bear.
Stupid name!
I've got my own theme tune and everything, listen.
Merrick, the Bipolar Bear. Sometimes it's guys he takes to bed.
Stupid theme tune!
Merrick, the Bipolar Bear.
I'm a Bipolar Bear, dear.
Derek.
Got it? Good. It's a beautiful day here in the Forest of Codeine. The birds are singing, and Derek and his new friend Merrick are doing a bit of gardening.
You put it where? Well, it takes a bit of a shove, but it's really quite enjoyable.
Hello, Derek.
You never give up, do you?
Hello, Merrick.
Hello, gorgeous. You're looking hot today.
Hot for a lump in a frump suit.
Derek. Oh, look. It's the only person still giving you the time of day. Squish the baby seal. Hello, Squish. What's that, Squish? Jeffrey the gorilla has lost his banana?
I very much doubt that that is what's happened.
Bananas, eh? That sounds like my speciality.
No, Derek's contract specifies he has to rescue one forest friend a week. That's what the production company agreed, and that's what my mortgage relies on. Go and find your own adventure.
Sheesh, calm down, dear. Has it been a while?
Time to take your magic tablets, Derek.
This sequence is getting a bit old, you know.
Frolicking criminal Squish, I feel sublime! Let's get to work!
And with that, Derek and Squish toddle off to help their gorilla friend.
Hey, voiceover lady.
Yes, Merrick?
Do those tablets work as suppositories?
No.
Oh, shame.
Oh, Jeffrey! Where are you?
There he is, Derek. And there's certainly no banana to be seen.
Let's have a look then. Ooh! I'm not fishing that out of there.
This one's definitely mine. Brace yourself, Jeffrey. This might hurt a little.
Oi! Back off the monkey!
Over my dead body.
That can be arranged. Come here!
And with that, Derek and Merrick work together to rescue Jeffrey from a serious potassium deficiency and possible internal bleeding. What have you learned this week?
Don't play hide the banana with a gorilla.
Oh, Derek.
Hang on a moment. Nobody's killed Squish.
Oh, you're right.
Hang on.
Squish!
Ah!
Bury me alive, copper!
Don't count on it, Malone. Why don't we all just calm down and have a nice cup of tea?
Tea? You think we should have a cup of tea? I don't like tea. What about coffee?
Sure, coffee, whatever.
Yeah? How about one of those new hazelnut latte blends?
Sounds pricey. Let me check with the Sarge.
I've got two hostages in here. Between us, we got a full loyalty card. Your Sarge can have the free coffee.
Sarge isn't convinced. Bill from the SWAT team's all for it, but the Sarge says we don't negotiate with terrorists.
I'm not a terrorist, mate. I'm just robbing this bank.
What? Okay. Apparently, Bill's allergic to nuts, so he's going to pass on the hazelnut latte. If he goes into shock, that'd be assault on an officer added to your list of charges.
How about a pizza then?
Sorry, Sarge can't eat cheese. He's lactose intolerant.
So what was all that stuff about the latte?
Soy milk?
Oh, really fancy a pizza now.
Look, I'll level with you. We've just had a pizza back at the station. I didn't mention it as I thought we might be awkward that we didn't bring you any. Bill just really fancies a cup of tea. So we're going to go with the first option.
I don't like tea.
It doesn't matter. You're not coming, are you?
What? Why?
You'll never take me alive, copper. Remember? Oh, sod this.
Oi! Mate! I'm allergic to bullets. Come on, boy. Come on, Noodle. Come on. No. Hello, Ellie. What are you doing to that poor vending machine?
Fishing.
For what?
Twixes. If you hold the coin return down and give it a good shove, you can get the Twixes to fall out.
Oh, can I help? Let me help.
No, you're all right. I've got it. Yes.
But aren't you the one who stocks the machine?
Yeah. So?
So, why don't you just get one out of the supplies cupboard?
No sport in that, is there? What the hell is that?
The captain's jacket potato! Quick! To the engine room!
Being a new parent is such a stressful time. There's so much to think about, so many decisions to make. Well, let the confusion disappear with the new weekly magazine from 4AM Products. Panic! Magazine is specially designed for new parents. Each week, we list everything that could possibly go wrong with your baby in colorful, graphic detail. Does your baby have hideous spots?
It's probably just a heat rash.
Or it could be meningitis, syphilis, or leprosy. Worried that little Billy still isn't walking yet?
He's only 3 months old.
Nevertheless, it might be early onset of rickets.
Darling, order more milk and let's go to Ibiza.
Whatever the complaint, Panic! Magazine is here to help. Our cutout and keep worst-case scenario picture cards turn into a handy guide to treasure forever.
The wife used to spend every evening on internet forums. Now we just read Panic! Magazine and easily get in a couple of episodes of The Wire.
Panic! Magazine. Like having a doctor in your living room.
Panic! Magazine. Like having a doctor in your living room is just a trademark and does not in any way mean you should boycott the NHS.
Panic! Magazine. Confirming your worst fears and adding some more for good measure.
Library card, AA membership. Ha ha, there you are. What's this? Voice mode on a cash machine. Okay.
You have chosen. Yes. Hello, Gary.
Please enter your PIN.
What will they come up with next?
Thank you. Gary, PIN number 4241, verified. Gary, what service do you require?
Check my balance.
Did you mean train times or Watford Junction?
What? No!
Do you want to buy a return ticket?
No. 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 I want some money. No!
Gary, are you sure you want to stay in Watford?
I don't want to go to Watford!
Gary, you have cancelled your selection.
Ah, oh, thank God.
Gary, what service do you require?
Give me 30 quid.
Gary, did you say Odeon Putney?
No, I...
Odeon Leicester Square.
I just want to withdraw money for a cab home.
Gary, please hold the line.
Oh, for crying out loud!
Gary, your call is important to us.
Ah, this is ridiculous. I'm off.
Hello, Gary. You've left your card. Gary, anyone want to go to Odeon Putney? Odeon Putney. Odeon Leicester Square. Watford Junction. Odeon Watford Square.
God, you're here. Number two, we may have to evacuate.
Sir, this is not the time.
There's a key to the fire extinguisher cupboard through that crack. But the flames are too strong. I can't get to it.
This looks bad.
What we need is a piece of string. But not just any piece of string. A piece of string with teeth. A piece of string that could climb through that tiny crack, grab the key to the fire extinguisher cupboard and bring it back. A sentient piece of string with teeth that thinks it's a dog.
Yes, if only we had such a thing.
Number two!
No! Noodle!
Good thinking, number two.
Off you go, Noodle. Through the crack. That's it, boy. Up the pipework, over to the peg, and he's got the key!
Hallelujah!
Oh, number two.
Well done, Noodle, you clever little snack, you!
Why are the fire extinguishers? Not covered anyway.
Never mind that, Andrews. Stand back, everyone.
Oh, phew. That was close.
Number two, you and your insane pet saved the day. I'm proud of you.
Oh, number two, you're my hero.
Oh, Ellie.
Don't panic, everyone. Just thinking a jam rode a pony in the torpedo bay.